Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
And we are joined by Brandon Short. Brandon, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be on the show.
All right. The Carly Short Better Tomorrow Foundation. You lost your beautiful daughter. You lost your grandchild. Last September. Now you want to do something, obviously, so none of this is in vain. It's impossible to go what you're going through. But how did this idea come up, and what do you want to accomplish with it?
Yeah, well, first of all, just thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on to the show. And, you know, the loss, such a tremendous loss, is, for lack of a better term, you know, devastating. You know, my family and I, are still, struggling every to come to grips with the loss of Carly and, our grandson. That being said, we wanted to find a way to try to make something, positive, out of all this. You know, we received an outcrying of, support at people asking what could they do to help. And being on Penn State's board, access and affordability is something that I think about regularly. It's, the American dream is based upon having an education and upward mobility. And, at Penn State, I see how many kids struggle to be able to pay tuition or have to go to a food pantry. And, I couldn't think of a better way to honor my daughter's legacy than to provide, scholarship dollars for students that have been are going through the challenge that we're going through now, being affected by gun violence.
Gun violence, 45,000 Americans die from gun-related injuries each year. And the unfortunate, as unfortunate as that is, Black Americans are killed by gun homicide 10 times more often than white Americans. How important is it for you to look at the African-American Black community in helping with this, some of the scholarship money?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely important. It has an outsized effect on the African-American community, but it's a national problem. And our mandate is broad. I mean, it's anyone who's been affected by gun violence. When I say affected, meaning you've seen it, you've witnessed it, you're dealing with the trauma of it. You don't necessarily need to be directly, affected by it. But there's no question that it affects this has an outsized effect on the African American and Latinx communities. And it's just an opportunity to help, help lift people up and create, a better tomorrow.
On Friday, July 15th, you'll have your first official fundraiser. It's a gala that will take place at the Omni William Penn in Pittsburgh. Yeah. To get the support that you're getting, Franco Harris, Mike Logan, Curtis Martin, LeVar Arrington, among others, how important has that been to you?
Well, it's been tremendous to have this type of the support. I mean, everyone you name is still a friend, and they've offered the opportunity to help. We're still waiting on Kurt to confirm, but those are all people that are close to me personally, and they wanted to reach out and support. We also have Spice Adams, who's going to come out and be the MC. You guys know Spice from being a D tackle league, but most people know him from the Scary Spice at the Great American Bake Off. Yeah. That's hosting that show and his Old Spice commercials. So Spice is going to be the MC, and we're having other people confirm. Every week more and more, people in the sports world are confirming, and it'll be a night that hopefully sports fans will never forget.
Well, all right. Very quick on Spice. My favorite Spice moment is a practice moment. I'm standing at the practice field because I'm at practice all the time, and I don't know, somebody did something, and Joe said something, and he runs up from behind Joe, and he lifts him up in the air and just, put me down. And then he looks back, it's Ant Adams.
That's classic Spice. My classic Spice is Santa Claus. But
Spice,
He actually played Santa Claus every Christmas because, you know, we would be away from our families those Christmases, and we would have a Christmas party. So Penn State, we were each other's family. And for 3 years, Spice was Santa, and needless to say, he's the best Santa I've ever seen.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, you've had a lot of stuff going on with this. I mean, Super Bowl tickets, sideline passes.
Yeah.
For a bunch of matchups, not just like one or two. Jesse Palmer's going to give a tour of the Bachelor Mansion. Jay Glazer's going to help oversee your fantasy draft. You know, what does it take organizationally to put something like this together? Because everybody wants to help.
Yeah. And then there's been an outcry of support. You know, the NFL and my brothers in the NFL, they've all been, you know, so generous with their time and energy. You know, we're going to purchase two Super Bowl tickets, and we'll have two Super Bowl tickets to auction. We're going to have an online auction where everyone can participate. You don't need to attend. We'll put it out there on social media. You'll have an opportunity to bid on the Super Bowl tickets, bid on Giants, Eagles, with sideline passes tickets, Steelers, Ravens with sideline passes, Rams, Panthers with sideline passes, State, Ohio State with sideline passes. And as you mentioned, the Jesse Palmer, he's going to host the Bachelorette Men Tell All show, and you know, you'll have a meet and greet with my teammate Jesse. So there's a ton of items that are out there. There's a different ways for people to support. You can make just a direct donation. You can participate on the online auctions, which I am as well, because I want some of those items. or you can just come on out to the event on July 15th in Pittsburgh at the Omni William Penn and have a good time.
www.ksbettertomorrow.org. www.ksbettertomorrow.org. Whenever you're involved in something, you always want to leave everything better than when you found it. I'm going to ask you a couple of quick board questions, if you don't mind. One of them is by getting Neely Benbatuti in here, and now, of course, she's made the hire of Patrick Kraft, and he'll start on July 1st. What kind of progress do you think that gives Penn State in the direction it needs to be so, in the end, this university is better off?
I mean, we are, first of all, starting at the top with Neely, we are thrilled to have Neely Benbatuti as our next president. She ticked all the boxes that we were looking for in a candidate, someone that had an academic background, you know, that you know, understood academia, but also had a business background. She was a banker, so she worked in the private sector, so she thinks commercially. She has a great personality. She's a marketing science professor, but she has a great personality where, you know, she connects with people, and I think she has a fantastic vision for what Penn State could be, and I am thrilled to have her as our next president. And her first, you know, the major hire, you know, was Pat Kraft, and you know, Pat, you know, was at Temple, was so young. He has some roots in Pennsylvania, and he's up at Boston College. And all the feedback we got on Pat is that he is a complete rock star. You know, he wakes up every day thinking about how to make the athletic program better. He's a former Indiana football player, so he's a walk, and he was a walk-on who earned a scholarship. So, like, for me, that means a lot, because I know how gritty he has to be and how tenacious he has to be in order to be in that position. And I think that he'll be a great complement, you know, he'll help lead, you know, Penn State's athletic department into the future.
Yeah, she did refer to Pat, by the way, as her second best hire because of Michael Wade Smith, of course, her number two, who is so important, as you know.
Absolutely. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Michael. Apologies. Michael is like, he's like, Michael is Neely. I view him as an extension of Neely.
No question. Sure. I mean, there's no question about that. And they're both so outgoing and personable, which is the same with Pat. That's the way all three of them happen to be. They're three people that try to connect with people.
Yeah. And that's important. And that's an important trait, you know, that I mean, I believe for a leader is, you know, connecting with people and communicating, because, you know, one of the big challenges that we have as leadership is that, you know, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, but it's not actually communicated. like people don't understand the decisions that we make, are highly debated, and the pros and cons, and there's healthy disagreement in the room, and then when we make a decision, we like to be as unified as possible, and we go out and say that we've done X, Y, or Z, and communicating the work that we've done and communicating the vision for the university is an important element of a leader, and I'm glad we have that in our new leadership.
All right, and also a part of the board now, being a letterman, being somebody that is passionate about football. I mean, football, it's obvious a university is a university, but boy, the football program could be a great front porch for the university. We're in interesting times, especially with name, image, and likeness. How critical will be fan support in multiple areas to keep Penn State football where it needs to be?
It's going to be essential. The name, image, and likeness, they're in the short term, there's no rails on it, and there are a lot of people out there that are just throwing money, up in the air. And in the long term, I think that there's going to be some rails around it, and that they're going to have to be. But in the short term, like, we're going to have to make similar commitments as our other schools. Ohio State, has come out and said they need $13 million a year to compete. Now that seems like a massive number. But it is a massive number. But if you think, Penn State's program brings in $100 million a year to the university. So is it a massive number, relative to what the benefit to the university is? So we're going to need to adapt in our thinking. I'm from the old school. I'm a Joe Paterno guy.
Yeah.
And I don't like the concept of paying a player or doing something like paying players. And I know a lot of our fan base doesn't either. But to that end, they've just made that legal. And the teams that have done that illegally for years have an advantage on us because we don't know how – that was cheating. We don't know how to cheat. Now it's legal, and they got the jump on it. So like Penn Staters do, these are the rules. We should play against the rules and do everything we can to close the gap and take the lead. Not just close the gap, be the leader, in NIL.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is adaptability. I mean, that means it's, that's what the current rules are, so you adapt to the current rules, right?
I mean, that is the rule for business, for life, for anything that you do. We have to be able to change with the time. And whatever the rules are at that time, we as Penn State, we are always going to, put academics first. We're always going to pit bringing in the right type of kids who want to have a positive effect on the community and each other. But at the same time, those aren't mutually exclusive to being able to give somebody $1 million contract like the Ohio State quarterback got last year. That you can do both, and both can be happening. I know that those numbers seem staggering. They are. They are for hardworking families, around Pennsylvania. But it's what our competition is doing, so it's what we need to do.
Well, speaking of staggering, hopefully there'll be staggering numbers that come in for the Carly Short Better Tomorrow Foundation, which will take place on the 15th of July at the Omni William Penn in Pittsburgh. People can donate online. There are also auction items online as well. And I know that as tough as this is, I know there's also an excitement within you because you know you can help other people. And I think that's obviously an important goal with all of this, especially with the gun violence that we have in this country, unfortunately.
There's no question about it. Gun violence is a scourge, on our country, and it's having a negative effect on so many people. And for lack of a better term, we're all traumatized by this. And we want to be able to reach out and help young people that are going through this trauma, that, reaching in and giving them the financial support and hopefully down the road, the mentorship and the emotional support that they need will help them, go off and be successful and hopefully, pay it forward and help other people along the way.
And of course, you know, Jack and I saw you and offered our deepest condolences. This is impossible to deal with, but I give you all the credit in the world for taking something that is as awful as this and thinking about others. We want this to be a great success. And thanks so much, Brandon, for your time and all the effort and time that you put into everything you do, including Penn State.
Thank you. I really appreciate the kind words. And come on out and join us. Come down. I invite you to come on down and, you know, on July 15th and, you know, have a good time with us. It's going to be a celebration, and we're going to do everything we can to bring attention to this important issue and try to help some kids get an education.
At the Omni William Penn in Pittsburgh on Friday, July 15th. And don't forget, you can go to www.ksbettertomorrow.org. The Carly Short Better Tomorrow Foundation. Brandon, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.